What if we've been thinking about intelligence all wrong? David Didow's Making Kids Cleverer challenges our fundamental assumptions about education with a provocative thesis. Intelligence isn't fixed, and schools can systematically make children smarter through knowledge acquisition. This isn't just academic theory, it's a roadmap for addressing one of education's most persistent problems, the 19.3-month achievement gap between advantaged and disadvantaged 16-year-olds. While most educational debates pit traditional against progressive approaches, Didow charts a third path, focused on building intelligence through deliberate knowledge building. The implications are profound. Intelligence correlates with virtually every positive life outcome, from health and wealth to happiness and longevity. If we can make children clever, we can transform their futures. Our minds are products of 2.5 million years of evolution, naturally equipped to acquire survival-critical folk disciplines like understanding intentions, predicting object movements, and recognizing natural patterns. However, skills like reading, writing, and mathematics require deliberate teaching as they're biologically secondary. This evolutionary reality explains the remarkable similarity of schools across history and cultures. Even in the poorest communities, schools emerge spontaneously as the most efficient way to transmit cultural knowledge. Teaching itself appears to be an innate human adaptation, with studies showing even toddlers naturally demonstrate and adjust their teaching approach. Intelligence combines mental acuity, processing speed, habits of mind, attitudes, memory, and knowledge, not a fixed trait identical to IQ or divided into multiple intelligences. While some components resist improvement, knowledge can be significantly developed. Evidence shows intelligence is approximately 50% heritable, compared to height at 90%, with environmental factors strongly influencing development. Heritability varies by socioeconomic status, around 70% for middle-class children, but only 20% for disadvantaged children, as middle-class environments provide more uniform support. Contrary to common belief, parenting has minimal lasting impact on intelligence, while peer groups, especially at school, exert enormous influence on development. Can we actually make children smarter? Evidence suggests yes, but not through many popular methods. When Norway mandated 2 additional years of education, each extra year yielded a 3.7-point IQ increase. Crystallized intelligence, vocabulary, verbal reasoning, shows lasting gains, while fluid intelligence, processing speed, reasoning, proves more resistant. Popular approaches face challenges. Carol Dweck's growth mindset theory has mixed replication results. Brain training games improve performance only on similar games without increasing meaningful intelligence. Teaching generic thinking skills likely wastes instructional time. Ability grouping benefits higher-achieving pupils while harming mid-range and lower-attaining learners. Dylan William notes that when tests place children in ability groups, only half the students are placed where they should be. Memory forms the foundation of intelligence as an active, selective process, not a passive recording system. Our working memory handles only about 4 chunks of information simultaneously, while long-term memory is virtually unlimited. This explains why experts outperform novices. They've organized information into meaningful patterns that bypass working memory limitations. Forgetting actually enhances learning. The best way to remember something is to delay reviewing it until you're struggling to recall it. As Robert Bjork explains, forgetting, rather than undoing learning, creates the opportunity to reach additional levels of learning. Spaced practice and interleaving different topics improves long-term retention, even though it feels harder in the moment. You are what you know. This captures a fundamental truth. Knowledge forms the foundation of all thinking. Whether propositional, knowing that, procedural, knowing how, or tacit wisdom we can't articulate, knowledge constitutes our entire mental landscape. The Matthew effect creates a widening learning gap where knowledgeable students learn more efficiently than less knowledgeable peers. Even with equal effort, the knowledge gap widens because knowledge-rich students absorb information at higher rates. This explains why early knowledge deficits compound over time. Knowledge determines perception itself. When shown identical images, football formations, chess positions, or scientific diagrams, experts see rich meaning while novices see only shapes. Without knowledge, we miss the significance of what's right before us. Rather than viewing skills as separate from knowledge, we should recognize them as procedural knowledge, things we know how to do that become automatic through practice. What appears as skill transfer is actually someone applying broad knowledge across domains. The notion of transferable skills independent of knowledge remains education's holy grail. But evidence shows genuine transfer rarely occurs without substantial domain knowledge. Not all knowledge is created equal. Powerful knowledge provides reliable explanations that transcend our immediate experiences, allowing us to think the unthinkable and understand concepts beyond direct observation. Unlike everyday knowledge gained through personal experience, powerful knowledge enables children to understand complex systems and participate meaningfully in society. Within this framework, threshold concepts act as portals to new understanding. These transformative ideas fundamentally alter how students perceive a subject. They're integrative, connecting previously unrelated concepts, irreversible, impossible to unlearn, and often troublesome, counterintuitive. Learning to read exemplifies this perfectly. Once mastered, it permanently transforms how we interact with the world. When designing curricula, educators must carefully consider opportunity costs. What learning opportunities are lost when choosing one topic over another? An effective curriculum should be broad, covering substantial domain knowledge, culturally rich, incorporating diverse perspectives, powerful, enabling new ways of thinking, and coherent, building connected knowledge schemas. The relationship between knowledge and power is undeniable. Those who possess specialized knowledge typically have greater influence and opportunities. When we decide certain knowledge is too elitist for some children, we effectively deny them access to power structures. The solution isn't abandoning traditional knowledge, but supplementing it with diverse perspectives while developing critical thinking skills that allow students to analyze that knowledge. If we're serious about making all children cleverer, we should delay ability grouping as long as possible and focus instead on targeted interventions for knowledge gaps. The goal isn't to sort children, but to elevate everyone's capabilities through deliberate knowledge building. Intelligence isn't fixed, but a dynamic capability we develop through knowledge acquisition. When children learn something new, they become genuinely cleverer. Knowledge acquisition benefits those with the least disproportionately, similar to how an extra $100 means more to someone poor than someone rich. Schools make the most difference in developing intelligence, more than home environments. Rather than academic selection systems favoring already advantaged students, we must ensure all children access a broad curriculum taught through explicit instruction. When children know more, they can think about more things, solve problems, be creative, think critically, and collaborate meaningfully. Some schools already prove that disadvantaged children given access to powerful knowledge can begin closing the advantage gap. While we cannot eliminate all differences in intelligence, we can improve everyone's capabilities. We cannot all be geniuses, but we can all get cleverer, creating a more equitable, thoughtful, and capable society. The key to educational equality isn't lowering standards or focusing on generic skills, but ensuring every child has access to the knowledge that powers thinking. This approach promises not just cleverer kids, but a more just educational system.